On this episode of COL, we talk about Tea Room's Golden Sour Girls and how not to advertise on Craigslist, especially if you are M4M, CDF2M, who likes a booty bump. All this, and Dan just wants salad. COL 156 starts now.
Sunday, April 22nd, 2012. I'm Jeff.
I'm Damon.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Sorry. That's Robert, not Ben. I guess Robert was just going to sit there. I was going to be nice and let him go first.
Oh, thank you.
That didn't work real well, did it?
Robert. No, it didn't. It backfired.
Okay. I'm going to actually put it in the doc, the order. Remind you all.
And, of course, our lovely sponsor, Jeff.
Okay. Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 156, and it's Earth Day.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, but the real question is, do you give a damn? Yeah.
A lot of garbage to send out. Oh, that's trying an apartment complex.
Anyway,
I did, yeah. And I don't.
So it's always a fun, exciting thing to think about Earth Day. You know, somebody actually got on to me the other day when I wasn't – I can't remember. Okay, what was it? I'm trying to remember because it was really stupid. Yeah, it was about the amount of trash I was actually throwing away because behind me, kind of catty corner from where I live, behind the alley, we have a set of genuine new school – not the old school, but the new school tree-hugging wannabe hippies that feel like they missed out on Woodstock. Yeah. Both times. And made the commentary to me about all this. And I'm like, you know what, lady? I'm gay. I don't have any kids. I don't really give a damn what the hell happens. When I'm dead, I'm dead. Don't you care about? No. I don't. When I'm dead, I'm dead. Let them fend for themselves.
Oh,
jeez. That's kind of a crappy attitude. But, I mean, realistically, you know, it's kind of like right now I could throw on top of that where I live, we've got stage 2 water restrictions because of the drought from last year, which means you can't wash your cars, can't fill up your pools. You can only hand water your yard whenever you want. Otherwise, there's only certain days of the week you can water your yard. Right. And it has to be between this hour and this hour. And you can't use more than 1 inch of water. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know what? I paid for this damn water. I'll do with it as I wish. And you know what I did this morning? I washed my car. And it looks so nice now.
And then it's going to rain.
I wish it, you know what? The sad thing is, I wish it would, but we have no rain in the forecast for a minimum of the next 10 days. So,
wow.
Welcome to West Texas.
And here in Cincinnati, it is actually, it's now 50 degrees after a wonderful week hitting 80s.
Wow.
And if you can hear in my voice, so it's a little, it's really bad.
I bet I can figure out why, though. Can I guess?
Can you guess?
Can I guess why your voice is kind of rough?
Why?
Oh, God.
Because this weekend's performance of the CMC Music Factory was the best of a Bertha Wash and the weather.
Ah.
It was raining men all weekend. It's Cincinnati.
It was not that bad. Honestly, I actually have been doing really well this week.
I was going to say, we've seen a lot of little comments from you on Bruiser.
Yep. It's been a fun week, to say the least. I went out last night. No. Saturday was the busy day with the men's chorus event, then the performance. Volunteering at the CET action auction. They sell a whole bunch of crap to raise money for public education. Or not public education.
I'm not big on buying crap. I'm not big on buying crap at auctions because it's always non-uniform and it all smells different. And just
shut up. And anyway, going from there to a wedding, which was really nice. It was theater folk, so I'm theater folk myself, and theater folk weddings are usually entertaining because you know what we love to do?
Same.
We love to eat and we love to drink.
And by the way, on that note, be sure to join us for the COL Drinking Challenge live on Ustream on the weekend of May 8th.
I was going to say, yes. The fun part was, the best part was the woman that was getting married came by the table and she goes, "How are you guys doing?" And we're doing great. And he goes, "Have you been eating?" "Yes." "Have you been drinking?" "Yes." She goes, "Okay, well, do some more because we, you know, we've got this place till 11. It's like, yes.
Awesome. The more you drink, the better I look.
Actually, she was really pretty. She got a really good gown and it complimented her very well. Yay. So anyone else? Since I've kind of got to what I did.
My weekend has actually really kind of, my whole week has kind of been kind of in the dumps a little bit, but nothing I did, believe it or not. Well, part of it is, you know, as I've mentioned before, we're going into finals, and we've actually found out that most of the finals for my classes are going to be bumped up a week because we're that far ahead. And it's like, if we can get them done early, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I want that extra week before summer session starts. That will give me like 3.5 solid weeks of being able to do nothing but lay my fat ass in my bed and do literally nothing. Wait till you see me live on Ustream on May 8th. I'll be live from my bed with a keg next to me. And then, you know, I think the really bad thing of the week is my best friend's mother passed away, and he was an only child. Which automatically, she was 70, he's 43. And so, and thing is, everybody on her side of the family is gone.
Mm.
So it's, you know, he's had to have a lot of love and support this week and trying to, you know, get everything together. And that's where I spent the better part of, that's why we're taping a little late today, because I was at a viewing, which, you know, it's funny, viewings, the actual going there doesn't creep me out. I think it's just the process of it. I don't mind looking at a dead body because generally these days, these morticians are good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. I mean, you know, it's amazing what they can do with a little bit of makeup and some hairspray, but it's just the whole process of it, especially like in this situation where the only person I know is my friend. I don't know any of his family on the other side. I don't know some of these other people that knew her, knew his mother. He doesn't know most of these people either. So it's kind of, I just made a point to go in there, give him my condolences, give the rest of the family my condolences, talked for about 10 minutes and got out.
Mm.
Funeral's tomorrow. So it's kind of like what could have been a really fun weekend, kind of just, but you know, I mean,
dive. Yeah,
I mean, you just you do for friends though. Me and him have known each other for almost this November 20 years. So
wow.
You know, we've seen it all, we've done it all, we've been there. God, the shit we've seen. And you know, his mother was a really sweet woman, and you know, I was glad to say that I did know her. So, but you know, other than that, we're kicking back now, sucking down a large Schlotzky sandwich, which and I think I got Damon all hot and bothered earlier because I've got two great big pecan bonds from Cinnabon. So
those sound so awesome.
Two of them, not just one.
Oh.
What will I be doing later? Come here, little boy. Want a Cinnabon? See, that's the thing, and I'll throw this out there real quick. True perverts and pedophiles and guys in white vans down by the river, they give away ice cream and candy. I give away Cinnabon.
Great way to look at it.
I know, right? It's like, yeah. And by the way, would it be tacky if I bought a Pedo Bear t-shirt?
Pedo Bear?
They are selling Pedo Bear t-shirts now. And I was like, I've got to get one of those. But somebody would probably get the wrong fucking ID and call the cops. You got to admit, though, it's still kind of a funny concept.
It's something.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. So, Robert.
Yes.
Tell us.
Tell you what.
Tell me the ingredients of a can of green beans. Tell us what you want.
I was going to say water, salt, green beans, I'm thinking.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Although if they're Del Monte, who knows? It could be, you know, cut up rubber.
Nice. That's true.
Anyway, no, my weekend has been very quiet, which I totally enjoy because of the simple fact that I spent most of my week trying not to kill people. Yay. So
I do that every day.
Well, you know, working in retail exposes you to a lot of people who you just want to run down. You know, just get a car and just line them up one by one.
No. It's easier than that. Okay, I know where Robert works. He works in the land of red and khaki. And so does my best friend, one of my other best friends who lives in Dallas. He's actually a department manager with the same company. And he said, and maybe, Robert, you can try this. You can adapt it. He said the best way to deal with customers is grab whoever's pushing the baskets, and they got that basket mule or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Just have them intentionally start running into people. Those baskets. And then all you got to say is, whoops, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
God. Well, we actually, at my old store, we used to have a cart attendant when I was first working for Target. And I was, because I went dayside and I went to the front lanes, I had to learn how to push carts. Honestly, it's not that tough of a job. But this guy literally, I mean, he'd take a row of 20 carts and just cream the hell out of people's cars.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah, if somebody came in and cut him off when they were parking, he would go back and get a row of like 20 cars and just like sideswipe the car.
You better hope there weren't cameras in the parking lot.
Well, that's how he got fired.
Yeah, because the sad thing is, when you go to places like Target and Walmart, and they sit there and say, we're not responsible. Actually, you want to know something? It doesn't matter if they say they're not. At least in Texas, under Texas law, they are responsible. Because I've nailed Walmart for that, too, because it's their property. Regardless of who was using it, you're extended the privilege of using it. But it's ultimately that company's responsibility.
And it's, I think it's the same way here in California. The parking lot, even though the parking lot is leased essentially from the builder, it still belongs to Target. Target owns the land that the building sits on, and they own the parking lot.
Yep.
So, you know, that was really interesting here a couple of years ago. We had a guy trying to come in and do a hostile takeover of the company. I'm not joking. Wanted to do a hostile takeover of Target. And because they rejected – yeah. Because they rejected his idea to sell the properties to a holding company that Target owned and then rent it back from the company. Now, the thing is that if Target does that, Target loses all of its tax deductions on all the properties that they own. And
but they actually gain, whereas they lose those, they gain other tax advantages that are actually more beneficial. True, and that was Ben's law minute.
But the thing is Target rejected him, and then he went out and found a bunch of people who wanted to, you know, basically try and do a hostile takeover of Target. And the board and all of us voting, all of us stockholders just basically said, oh, fuck you.
Well, you know, really what it should have been, oh, fuck you, why don't you go take over Mervyn's? They're almost non-existent.
Actually, I think by that time, Mervyn's was already gone.
Already gone, man. Wow. May have been.
Yeah.
Should have told him Kmart needs some help.
Well, Target used to be five or six companies. And it eventually it was the Dayton Hudson Corporation.
Yep.
And it was Dayton Hudson, Target, Mervyn's, Target Interiors.
Mm-hmm.
And one other company, I think. Anyway, then Dayton and Hudson went out of business. And then Target Interiors and Target and Mervyn's, and then Mervyn's went out of business.
Okay, hold on. Mervyn's is not completely out of business.
No, it was sold to another company, and that company has since driven it into the ground.
Yeah, there are still a handful of locations left, so not many.
They tried a bunch of things with Mervyn's. They tried Mervyn's California.
Mm-hmm.
They tried making their shit not fall apart after 5 minutes. Didn't really work.
Well, I mean, anybody that sells Bugle Boy, I mean, what do you expect?
God.
You know, my mom is constantly like, I just need another purse. Well, where'd you buy the last one? Mervyn's? No.
Okay. Hold on. I got a solution. It's real simple. Robert, tell your mother to get on eBay and look for Mervyn's purses. Somebody out there somewhere's got one that's like it. Well,
the thing is that, you know, why should she do that when Target now sells Mervyn's crap?
I know.
Ah.
Yeah.
But well, don't tell her that. It's not the same. It's not the same, Robert.
Anywho.
Never mind. Go ahead. I'll tell y'all about that later. It kind of falls in the same category.
I was going to say that one of the best parts of the weekend was the random straight bear eye candy at the wedding.
Don't like, you love that?
I love that. And the guy, one of the theater folks, her boyfriend, live-in, something, whatever you want to call him. He was hot. Like, like.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what you had to eat, Damon, but ooh, sister.
But that was just. I actually had a Greek.
Okay, okay. Pause, pause. Now, guys, look at Jeff. I think he's asleep.
No.
Just see him. He was just like.
So. He's just relaxing. He's listening.
Go grab some vodka.
It was a great time.
He's out of vodka.
Are you out of vodka, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't have any vodka.
Oh.
Oh no.
Maybe we need to pitch in and get him some. Robert, you live in California. They sell vodka at Safeway.
They sell vodka at Target.
How about Safeway? Would you like some Safeway brand vodka?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I'll go with Smirnoff.
Okay. We'll buy the Safeway brand.
Smirnoff, Absolut, and Sky are my brands.
Ah. Awesome. I was just going to say, yay. No, I just...
Damon and eye candy. It's just scary.
It was freaking. It was, yeah. It was like dark blonde hair. He had the furriest arms.
How drunk was he?
He was not drunk.
Should have got him that way.
No.
Y'all could have gone in the bathroom, done a little, you know, in the stall, and don't lie and say you've never had tea room sex.
No.
I don't know if I have or not.
You have.
Hold on. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just take a quick unofficial, unscientific poll. Damon, we know, has had tea room sex. I have, Robert.
Let's see. From the ages of
you have to think about you have 26? To think about it too.
No, I didn't have to think about it. I was trying to calculate my age from 20 to 26.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For about 6 years, that was pretty much my life.
Oh, okay. What about you? And I know Jeff has. You can just tell by that look on his face. You've never had tea room sex, Jeff?
I have not.
Ever?
Wow.
We need to get you set up with somebody.
I'm a good little boy.
We need to send him to Oil Can Harry's and let him get some in the bathroom there.
Oh, no. The clientele that goes through Oil Can Harry's? Yeah.
See, I have to choke because I've been there, and it used to be a fun place, but I've heard it's gotten really trashy.
Yeah, we have a place like that out here. It's called Revolver.
Well, you know, when it's funny about even, you know, granted, we've totally gotten off topic again. Now we're talking about tea room sex. But there used to be a great bar in Austin years ago, and I think Jeff knows where it's at. Used to be the 404. It's over at 404 Colorado. For a while, it was Polyesters. But it was a multi-story dance bar, but the basement was so cool. It was very dark. And I remember actually getting into this gigantic orgy at the basement of this bar. I was like 19. And I thought I had literally died and gone to heaven.
I could tell. Okay. So, I don't know, since we're telling stories.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You had to have at one time. You haven't always been an
I've gone to the Chain Drive. I've gone to the Iron Bear. Once.
You ever been to the Dallas Eagle when you go up to Dallas?
Did we stop by?
Couldn't miss it.
That was way back in 2004 when Carl flew me down. I don't think we went to the Dallas Eagle.
Dallas Eagle. The Dallas Eagle, the old Dallas Eagle, was a lot of fun. The new Dallas Eagle.
I really don't go to bars, and I haven't been to Dallas very often at all. I've been there like twice.
And by the way, for those listeners that do live in Austin, driving to Dallas, it's only like a 2.5-3 hour drive. Go up there; it makes a great, you know, just quick, you know, quick little getaway. Same thing with Houston. I mean, you're 3 hours away from Houston.
It's a weekend thing. If I'm going to drive 3 hours, I'm not going home until the next day.
Well, no, I don't either.
Not driving 6 hours.
That's why you find a trick and stay at their place. 2 hours. That's why you find a trick and stay at their place for free.
Nice.
I will admit that. I've done that.
Oh, no. Not claiming to be an angel on that one either.
Staying at a trick's house?
What? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be in town for the night. Can we fuck? And then whenever they try to kick you out of bed, it's like, nah, can I just stay with you? Oh, okay, no problem. Free hotel night.
And then you get morning sex.
Bingo! And if you're really lucky, you might even get a continental breakfast.
Fucking you, and I'll fuck you in the morning as a tip.
And if you're really good, I might even take some of your Eggo waffles.
Oh, I've not been.
I don't get a deposit in your piggy bank. Thank you.
Oh God, that's even worse.
What?
Oh, you got to pay for that trip somehow.
God, Roadhead.
Yeah, no shit. By the way, that is the best Roadhead I've ever had. Was at a rest stop in Abilene.
God,
big old burly trucker bear too came in there and just went to town. And I'm like, the great part was he asked me if I wanted to go follow him to the next town that had a truck stop and we could take a shower and fuck. And I was like, yeah, it's okay. I got my nut. I'm out of here.
Oh,
yeah. The last time I gave Roadhead, I accidentally bit down.
Ow.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, but he made a sudden movement and I made a sudden movement. And next thing I know, I'm tasting blood.
Way to go, Mr. Bobbitt.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Robbie Bobbitt.
No.
That's going to be, okay, no, I'm terribly sorry. That's your new nickname, Robbie Bobbitt.
Oh, God. Bad. Fuck you, Jeff. Fuck. Bad. Not Jeff.
Hey! Sorry.
And, you know, I love it even more when somebody throws the blame on someone else. The scapegoat experience.
Awful.
Oh, God.
But okay, so moving on. Jeff, I hear that we had some feedback finally, because I was actually kind of excited to see it.
Yeah, I got just this random message come up from my beer from one from Phil from St. Louis. He said to me, okay, so when I listen to COL and I hear you and Ben being tops, I really, really wish I lived in Texas so I could help take care of your needs.
Phil, first of all, I want to say thank you on behalf of me and Jeff, but, you know, the question you have to ask yourself is, and the question I have to ask you too is, are you a power bottom or just a lazy bottom? Because if you're lazy bottom, you and Jeff ain't going to work. Lazy bottom and a lazy top, just y'all wouldn't even, I don't know.
They wouldn't have sex.
They wouldn't have sex. They just lay there and they would grind on each other, you know, for 8 or 10 hours until one of them got tired.
Oh.
And by the way,
like, do you want to get pounded or do you want it nice and casual?
Good question.
If you're going for pounding, you get bed. If you want something a little more casual, just kind of slip in there and feel the next cock up your ass.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about getting my nut.
Oh.
So, Phil. Hey, Phil. Phil, I'm talking to you right now. Phil.
And by the way, I have one, so.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Phil.
If you're looking to actually be Phil, I'm probably not. So.
Hey, Phil. Phil, buddy. Buddy. Phil. Let's face facts here, guy. You live in St. Louis.
You're actually closer to me, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, but okay, hold on. First of all, can we mute Damon for a moment here? Phil. Damon, by the way, I also mentioned that he said me and Jeff. He didn't say Robert. He didn't say Damon. He said me and Jeff.
Well, I sure hope he didn't say
because if he comes down here, it's a 2-for-1.
I'm sorry,
special.
But two bottoms can have quite a bit of fun without involved.
If you have a double-ended dildo.
No, I've got fingers.
Your fingers ain't 8 inches long.
Or
like the guy Damon was describing last week, the guy that'll take 3 inches. But Phil, buddy, you really need to come down here and let us fill you up.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Phil.
Bad.
Well, hey, did you not pull up Phil's picture? I've seen Phil's pictures.
He's cute
too. Yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, he's cute.
Phil. Get in your car. Okay. Nod your head if you can hear me, Phil. I know you can hear me. Get in your car. You can stop by my place on the way to go see Jeff. We'll even try to set you up with some Roadhead in Oklahoma if you need it. Phil, thank you. But why aren't you here already?
Have any of you guys heard the Freddie Freeman and the rest of Bearpalooza did a cover of a song by, who is it by? Rolling Stones, I believe. But it was called Fat Bottom Bears.
Oh,
I saw.
Now, here's the thing is, Phil has in his profile Fat Bottom Boys make the rock and roll go round. Well, he's probably replaced that with the word bears.
Nice.
Even though he calls himself like a chubby cubby.
Oh,
I didn't get the cubby part, but cubs. If you like chubby cubs. So I will tell you this. Yes. Thank you. I told him I mentioned it on COL, so he knows that it was.
There you go. And you,
hi Phil, thanks.
And you've
done. Being a listener. Tell more people. Call us.
363 COL talk.
No, 361 COL. You're
dead net, right? I would like to personally apologize to the person who owns 30. Okay, you know what? As a matter of fact, I've got my fabulous phone here, real quick.
No.
I'm going to call 363 COLTALK, and we're going to see who we get.
Oh dear. God.
Because this is now the second episode where I've sent people.
Huh.
361.
Okay, yeah, 3361. Because if you call 363 COL talk, you get cable vision of northern Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. At least it's a company. At least it's a company and not a person.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes, I would like to order your highest internet speed possible. Where do I live? Just down the street.
Bad Ben.
Yeah, well.
No.
So if you should happen to call Cablevision, tell them COL sent you, because you'll get a 25% discount. We get a commission.
Oh dear God! We're trying to get advertisers, not
scare them away. Well, I really don't think Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania is going to do us any good. Anyway.
Hey, you never know. You never know.
Damon, the only people they might service is you. They're not coming to Texas. Their lines ain't long enough.
Oh my goodness.
So once again, thank you, Phil, for writing us and letting us know what's up. Drop us a call at 361 COL talk. I want to hear Phil's voice, don't y'all?
361-265-255. Yeah, Phil, give us a call and give us your pickup lines.
And let us know how big you are, you cut or uncut, and
well, yeah, some of his stats in here. It doesn't say about if he's cutter.
I know. See, that's a thing. You know, it's like, come on, Phil. You should know by now. If you're going to sit there and tease us, you got to give us, you know, all the information.
So, wait, quick question.
Okay.
Cutter or uncut? Not you, but what do you prefer?
Okay, you know, that's where I'm weird, because keep in mind, now me and Jeff both live in Texas, obviously. Mm. We are in Mexican Central.
Yeah, oh, by the way, I'm also from Minnesota.
So. Yeah, he's from Minnesota, but I'm actually born and raised in Texas. So, you know, it's really funny, because for years and years and years, the thought of an uncut dick actually ooked me really bad. But in the last probably 10 years or so, I prefer it if you keep the shit clean, because there's nothing worse than going downtown on Julie Brown and you taste something you didn't want to taste.
True.
So, head cheese. I'm sorry. Head cheese does not go good with ham.
Oh, anyway.
God.
Oh,
talk about ham and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, right. Come on.
No. I'm being honest. That's the kind of stuff you don't want.
Okay. Before I get any grosser, how about you, Damon?
I don't really have a preference. I guess I would go more cut.
If it's penis, he'll take it.
You can't have the cut. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Opinion. So
if it's a penis, it doesn't matter. But yeah, cut.
So you don't really have any preference.
No.
We already know Robert's answer.
Penis. It's penis.
Okay, so you got two penises and two cuts.
No. I didn't say I didn't like uncut. Here's my case.
You prefer uncut.
Yes, okay. No. Hold on. I have a caveat to mine. Okay.
Oh.
If you are Hispanic, I expect you to be uncut, and that's why I will suck you off. White boys, you have to have but your dick has to look a certain way to pull it off. A white boy looks good with just a little bit. Okay. Mexicans, I want to see the shit hanging over enough where you can dock the entire length of me.
Ew.
Oh God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I'm totally a cut guy. I will basically, you know, penis, but I prefer cut. Because if somebody comes in and they're uncut, I'm like, ooh.
Hey, why don't we go ahead and post that? Why don't we go ahead and post that as our question on Twitter this week?
Cut, uncut, or just penis?
Yes.
And by the way, Daddy Paul on the website.
And by the way, vagina and or clit is not an appropriate answer.
No.
Oh, God.
Thanks for that.
Because we're, you know, they have lesbian or straight fans too.
Oh.
So, yeah, I should put that in.
Lesbian. Lesbian. Well, isn't Danny Thomas one? No, Blanche, that's Lebanese.
That later.
Alrighty, so, guys. So, what else, Robert? Robert,
Damon,
like-
you want to? Okay, Damon. You know, this is your topic. Distance makes the heart go.
Okay. So, in this day and age of growlers and GPSs, where you can pretty much figure out where everybody is,
I didn't know my GPS could do that.
Well, you're.
Mine just tells me I've reached my destination.
I'm talking about like phones that have, you know what, Ben, set the fuck up.
Eat some more. So what you're saying is eat some more Schlotzkies.
Yes.
Yes.
In this, like, where you can basically sign on to a website and figure out, oh, these guys are really close to me or far away. I'm finding it consistently the number of people that talk to you. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind having a conversation and being friends with someone who lives like, you know, thousands of miles away or whatever. But when all you want to talk about is like getting together and hooking up, guess what? It's not going to happen. You're in England or you're in Australia or you're in China. And,
oh, God.
And as much as it would be great if we were in the future and I can just hop into a machine and teleport to you, that's just not the way it is right now. And
you know, the funny thing is, the, you know, you mentioned England right off the top of the bat. Do you know that I get more guys on Growler, because Growler's the only one I use. I don't use Scruff anymore because I think Scruff's gotten a little too twinky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because you have hair does not mean you're not a twink. But I find that on Growler and a bigger city of all places, I get these guys from England. Like, Matt, it's like, you know, and I mean, the thing is, these guys, some of these guys that message me are fucking, I mean, smoking hot.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, they're all uncut.
That's usually the thing, too. It's like the guys that are like super hot, like right now, just on Growler, actually, literally just now. Got a message from someone. They are 4,376.2 miles away. I can't say where they are.
Kuchenburg?
Aschaffenburg, maybe?
Nice.
Anyway, it sounds like it's in Germany.
Well, and if you remember, I told you about that one I got one time that said they were 20,000 miles away. It's like, what the hell are you on, the ISS? Floating around the Earth? You know, I mean, how the hell are you 20,000 miles from me?
Like, I don't, and you know, I know, like I was saying, you know, there's, it's okay when they're, if you're just wanting to be friends, because I'm all about being friends with people and talking with anybody. I talk with people across the country, et cetera. But when they're like just wanting to have sex or just wanting to meet up or anything like that, it's just like, God, and my partner Jim has the same thing happen to him, and it's like even if you're in the same state, like if you're in Ohio and you're like in Akron, it's still a little hard when you're trying to hit someone up at like 2 a.m.
Like, yeah, I've gotten a couple of guys from England before, and quite frankly, it's just like, you're really hot and I would really love to, you know, spend a good amount of quality time with you. You're in England.
Yeah.
And, you know, or it's like this guy on, I used to get him on.
Excuse me.
Oh, that was lovely.
I thought the mic was still muted.
Anyway, I get this guy. He lives in Italy, in Florence, with his partner.
It's a horny.
Comes to America like every summer, and every time he's in town, he messages me, and I'm like, "You got to give me a little notice." Ben, have something to add? Anyway,
I would be yelling at my roommate.
And every time he comes into town, and I'm just like, "He's beautiful." Mm-hmm. I mean, absolute blonde, beautiful body. I mean, it takes the camera weeps when it looks at him because he's so beautiful.
Wow. And
he every time he messages me and he's like, oh, I'm coming back into town. It's like, dude, you're here for 2 weeks and you've got to give me more notice. And it's like, you know, and he'll talk to me and he's like, oh, I'm in, you know, Florence. And I was just thinking about you. I'm like, don't, please. You're torturing me. You know,
yes.
Or, you know, the guys in England, you know, I had this very attractive man who was a little bit older than me. He was probably in his late 40s. And he was messaging me, and he was a dom. And we were talking about that because I was kind of like...
What kind of dom? Perignon?
No.
Stop it.
No.
No, sir.
Anyway, but he was, you know, we were kind of talking, and, you know, he'd be like, he's like, oh, it'd be really good to get you in my sling. And I'm like, going, why are you telling me this? You know, it's not useful to the conversation. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, quit making me so fucking horny with your talk of tying me up. Anyway, but yeah.
Hey, then if nothing else, they're good for phone sex.
Yeah, I'm not calling England for phone sex.
Or Skype sex.
Okay.
You can actually have a camera.
You can be Skyping. Yeah.
Skype beautiful.
Okay, no.
You want to see how hard I can Skype?
I'm going to show you how hard. Come here, boy.
That's kind of my problem.
Bend over and Skype for me.
Skyping and phone sex, you know, back in the day, I used to be really into it, and all of a sudden it was just like, oh my God.
It's just flat out silly now.
It's lame.
Yeah.
I mean, at least with video, you can see each other, but.
Thank God for BitTorrents on that one. And by the way, I'll throw this out there just to piss off the good people at Bigger City who have yet to compensate me for my video. If you would like a free copy of Chubby with Cream, one of the videos I was in for them, let me know. I'll send you a copy for free.
Awesome. Okay. Did Jeffrey say yes?
The Dropbox.
Yeah, Jeff said yes.
And that's only because they're a bunch of dickweeds for not paying me for that one. It's the only one I never got paid for, and they were supposed to. So,
Well then, yes, I think would everyone on the panel like a copy?
Sure, I'll stick it on Dropbox. If no, actually, I don't think I have enough room on Dropbox because I've only got the minimum. I've got the 2 gig that you get for free, and then I've got like another gig and a half. From just random shit, so I may have to see how big it is.
I'll
also point out that the guy I'm with in that video is not really all that. I was blackmailed into doing it with him, otherwise they weren't paying for anything.
Awesome. But yeah, you know, once again, just another, I guess it would fall under the, you know, bear cub etiquette, and actually it's going to segue into the other conversation, the next topic. Those people that have, if you're far away and you want to, and it's chatting, if you're not coming to the area within a general amount of time.
Let's say 60 to 90 days.
Yeah. Then don't.
I do say that, Damon. Why don't we fuck when I'm in town in about 300 years?
Yeah.
I will even bring you some fabulous salad cream for you.
God.
Awesome.
And would you like some Marmite to go with that?
Oh, geez.
Cadbury Dairy and Milk Bar?
I just keep hearing Stewie. Stewie.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
That's what I was about to say. Shut up, Stewie.
There's only one British guy you should be scared of that shows up on your doorstep, or at least one that has a British accent. If he says his name is Barnabas Collins, yeah, you probably might want to close your door.
Oh.
By the way, now we'll tell you about that later. What we'll be doing here in a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
Oh, we already talked about it.
Oh yeah, but you got to keep talking about it. Keep people excited. But no, you know, Damon, that really is.
Reason why I got better internet.
Why? Because you got static in the background. You touch that mic, you get closer to the microphone, and you start staticking up. Like,
really?
Yes. It's kind of. It's got that magnetic personality, literally.
Well,
In any case, the reason why I got better internet was because I'm going to have a total of a 6-person Skype call.
That's
on May 17th at 6 p.m. Central
Time. What is wrong with your audio?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of feedback.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, so we're temporarily on pause then.
Uh-huh.
No biggie. Or are we on pause?
What's that?
That's much better.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Yay, he's back and he doesn't sound like a robot.
I am a robot.
Mr. Robot. Oh, I'm sorry.
But in any case, on May 17th, we're going to have two more people on this call.
Woo-hoo!
Actually, we're going to be on a different call. We're going to be on one for COL Movies. And these three guys will be joining me and Ray and Steven. And we're going to be talking about Death Becomes Her.
Yes. That's a great... I love that movie.
Dark Shadows.
Woo-hoo! Oh, and by the way, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil Retribution.
And by the way, I real quick will say this much. The world lost an absolutely wonderful actor on the 14th. We didn't hear about it till like Thursday. Jonathan Frid, who played the original Barnabas Collins in the 60s Dark Shadows, passed away at the age of 89.
Oh, 20 days before the movie opened.
Well, not just that, but what was really sad is on the 18th, the surviving cast had planned a bit of a kind of private party to celebrate, because April 18th would have been 45 years to the day that Barnabas Collins first stood on the doorstep of Collinwood. So he didn't even make it to see 45 years later. But and by the way, Jonathan Frid does make a cameo in the party scene in the new movie, so... We will get to see him. And supposedly he has his wolf's head cane with him, which, by the way, you can buy for a steal at $480 from the guy who originally made him.
Oh, jeez.
Steal.
So, what a steal there. But going back to our topic, because we keep getting off topic, but it's fun.
We do.
It's fun. I like it. No, I think it's funny, though. You talk about these guys from in the middle of nowhere. I don't even care if you're like 90 miles from me, but see... The problem is when you don't live in a major metro area like I don't. This is the biggest city between Dallas and Albuquerque. So, you know, we're 250,000 people. I don't have a lot of other, you know, subs. But, you know, and maybe Jeff might agree with me a little bit, and I think Damon would too. When you live in a larger city like, for example, Dallas-Fort Worth, I used to live in Dallas, and I lived on the west side of Dallas. And to me, too far, when I had to drive more than 15 minutes, it was too damn far.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have some trick in Grapevine call me, and it's like, dude, it's going to take me 20 minutes to get to your place. You know, when I've probably got somebody 3 minutes away from me. And really, in the bigger cities, it's true. When I lived in Austin in the mid-90s, I lived what used to be far north, which it's not anymore, Palmer and Mopac. And I used to have a guy off of Old Torf and I-35 that I used to fuck with every great once in a while, because it took 20, 25 minutes to get down there. And that's too goddamn far for me to drive.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, from where I am, Old Torf is not that far.
No, but also Palmer and Mopac.
It might still take me 20 minutes.
Palmer and Mopac probably is.
Palmer and Mopac, no, probably not too bad.
For Robert, it's like...
I work 15 minutes for me is nothing.
Yeah, yeah. For Robert, going to San Diego is.
Yeah, well, no, I had a guy come up once from San Diego, and he's like, oh, I don't mind the 3-hour drive.
It's like, was it any good, though?
No, it was a date, and he was very sweet, but I just, after the date, I was just like, wow, that was a whole lot of nothing.
You didn't hear the, yeah, I was going to say, during the date, you didn't hear the porno music?
No. Oh, no. No, no. I heard.
Okay, now Damon had to excuse himself for a moment, so I'm guessing he had to go fresh his pooter hole up a little bit. So the question is, Damon, and we were talking about this before you left, that especially in larger metro areas, like we were talking about Austin and Dallas, how, like, when I lived on the west side of Dallas, if somebody from Grapevine, which was a 20-minute drive, wanted to trick, I was like, no way, it was too far. Do you find that to be the same case in Cincinnati?
Yes and no. I've had several 20 minutes actually is general. If you're like there's 275, which loops around Cincinnati, and there are people from that area that like feel like it's so far when it's really maybe 20-25 minutes. It's not that much further than if you came across town. And I've had douches that
that weren't so fresh.
No. Yeah, something like that. But just more along the lines of, you want to hang out? Yeah, sure. Where are you? Oh, I'm on, you know, I'm close to downtown. That's where I live. I live pretty close to downtown.
In Damon's case, I'm in Dayton.
Yeah. Might as well say I'm in Dayton because they're like, what? Yummy.
Pecan cinnamon distraction.
Yes. And thank you for that distraction. Yes, the general idea of just even that far, it seems odd. And I've had people who live 10 minutes away be like, I don't think so.
Yeah, and see, I used to be that way, but now that I live in a smaller community, it's like, you know, I explained, or, you know, this Lubbock is the biggest city between Dallas, Fort Worth, and Albuquerque. Yeah. So, you know, to me, if somebody from Brownfield, which is 40 miles away, if they sit there and say, yeah, come out, let's fuck, I'll turn them down. But, you know, somebody says, hey, I'm on the far southwest side of town, hell, I'm getting in my car and going, because what other options are there? And see, like, right now, options in this area are fixing to get bad because Texas Tech will be getting out in about two and a half weeks. And once the Tech kids leave, Lubbock will be a ghost town until the middle of August.
Wow.
Because Lubbock will lose approximately 30,000 people.
Holy Jesus.
Well, Texas Tech is 30,000. There's 30,000 students, and I would say, and then, of course, with staff and everything else, I mean, you figure about that many are going to take off. You'll still have some staff, and you'll still have those handful of fabulous students from other parts of the world that they don't believe in God or much anything else. And they'll stick around, but, you know, Lubbock will generally lose about that many people. So we're actually going to take a 2-minute intermission. We'll be right back with you in 2 and 2. Just call me Chuck fucking Wolverine.
We're actually sounding staticky on that other computer, so I'm just going to restart the call from there.
Okay. Yay! All that bandwidth and it still sounds like ass, huh?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Time Warner. Because Jeff was actually sounding kind of muffled.
Yeah. And I know, Damon, there for a minute, you were sounding a little staticky, but I think it's gone away.
Part of that, though, I think more than anything, that's Skype more often than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's still some sort of issue, but that's beside the point. Let's continue.
Yes.
Okay.
And we're back. Yeah, I bet you didn't even notice we were gone.
No, we didn't even notice we were gone. But
you know, that's kind of the weird thing, because this will become a literal, Lubbock will become a ghost town. Everybody will disappear. Yeah. And let me tell you, for me to find dick over the summer, it's going to be...
What do you mean, ass?
Okay, let's get something straight. I'm a top who sucks dick, okay?
Oh, thank God.
I still suck dick, too.
So do I.
But tell me, is it weird when a top loves to just not... Okay, most tops will eat ass. But is it weird that I'm a top that loves to have my ass ate out?
No,
because I do, too.
Okay, see, there you go. So, no,
of course, I'm also a little bit more versatile than you are, so...
Yeah, you put so much as a finger.
If they're eating me up in there, then all of a sudden I'll just have my legs up, and all of a sudden something else sticks in there.
Not me, because as soon as you try to stick something in it, you're going to lose it. You know, in Narnia, it was the wardrobe. In me, it's my asshole. You don't want to know where you'll wind up.
Oh, God.
It ain't going to be pleasant. But no, it's funny, though, because once the summer gets going out here, though, I mean, the pickings are going to get real slim. But you know what, though? It's funny, though, because in a major metro area like Austin or Dallas or the home of the CMC Music Factory, there's a wider variety to choose from, even when you're on limited resources like Adam or Growler or whatever. But when you're in the smaller towns like this, and where like Robert lives, I think Robert probably suffers the same thing, except you're not going to lose 30,000 people over the summer.
No,
either.
But the thing is that because of Rancho being a freeway community, you know, a lot of people
Let me guess. You get those big old truckers.
We get a lot of truckers.
And by the way,
interesting story to go along with that. But
hold on. I gotta tell you this, Robert. Robert needs to hear this. Are you on the website truckersucker.com?
No, I'm not, Ben.
There is actually a website called truckersucker.com.
Yes, I know. So,
yeah, there goes Jeff typing it in. Now he's like, and let me tell you, I have actually had some good luck on there. I have actually gotten some little younger, you know, late 20s, early 30s, cubbish, bearish type truckers that. But see, I got to be careful because we only have one truck stop in Lubbock, and my roommate is the night manager there. So.
Oh, God.
I think that would make things easier, but it really doesn't.
Oh, my God.
No, but because we're a freeway community,
you have constant transient traffic.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's just one of those things that if you're looking to hook up, you know, places like Bear 411 and Scruff and Growler are really actually good because of the simple fact that you can find guys who are local. You don't get so many people who are transitory. Now, if you use Craigslist, you're going to see like, oh, only in, you know, town for the night, in hotel room, family gone, you know. And you find a lot of that, you know, especially coming from Ontario. Ontario is the town south of where I am. And you get it because it's got an airport and you get a lot of people going, oh, you know, hotel room, you know, doors open, lights are off, you know.
And off.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Hey, but let me tell you, though, that has actually been some of the best sex I have had. Been guys like that say, hey, lights are off. I'm face down in the pillow. Come in, fuck me, nut, and leave. And let me tell you, that has actually turned out sometimes to be some of the best sex I've had because, yeah, just don't give a fuck. You go in there, you do your business. You never saw their face, but they got a nice, sweet little ass on them. You don't care if they look like Godzilla under that pillow.
Oh, God.
And by the way, we already have three votes right now on the poll. Our poll this week, cut, uncut, penis, or vajayjay. And so far, it's 2-1, cut to uncut, with no votes for penis or vajayjay.
Awesome.
In this extremely scientific poll sponsored by the firm of Jeff, Jeff, and Jeff.
Just to confirm, so did any three of you have voted?
No.
Okay, I have. So these are
it's going to be a 1-to-1 ratio. One cut for one uncut. And it's possible we may have a vajayjay if it's all before it's all said and done. Can you be a straight bear? Is there such a thing?
There are. The term straight bear references a straight man who is bear-ish.
And how many of those have we converted, boys? By the way, that has always been one of my favorite. Okay, this we're gonna just stray for just a second, but because I want to see if any of y'all have ever done this. When I was actually in college the first time around in the mid 90s, I actually was screwing around with a guy who wanted to just try it. And for the entire semester, you know, he had a girlfriend the whole fucking time. And I really honestly believe that he was just totally, when I say bi-curious, I believe he was really just bi-curious and that was it. You know, I ran into him at TBR Uni. He's been with the same guy now since about a year after I last saw him in the 90s. He said that he actually said, I converted him completely.
Huh.
Wow.
And the thing is, the guy said, until I met you, I would never have thought about doing what I did. And y'all really don't want to know what we did. Maybe you do. Hell,
yes, I do.
Yeah.
But anyway. I mean, I just had, do y'all have any conversion?
Successful
conversions.
I have earned my toaster, yes.
Yay.
You confirmed your toaster.
Yes.
Does it accept bagels?
No, I have earned my toaster. I will not say anything else because I do not want to give who it was and what actually happened.
Aww.
Because it was college. And I will leave it at that. It was in college.
And I bet Robbie Bobbitt's got one.
Yeah. I am now fully working on an entirely new kitchen.
Okay then.
Nice.
Yeah. Blink. My first time. He said he was straight and later found out from his sister that he decided to go completely the opposite direction.
Yeah, he was straight to bed.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, what was so funny is because, you know, we were in high school together, and a really sweet kid was on the water polo team, and we wound up working the same summer job. So we wound up, and also on top of that, we were working a student work program. So in California, if you're working a student work program in high school, you work 3 to 5 hours. And so what happens is that we were working together as janitors in my high school. Yes.
That was awesome. Hold on. Let me just take a wild guess. I'm just have a feeling y'all two probably wound up in one of the boys' locker rooms, and the rest is, how they say, porno history.
Actually, it was an unused classroom. Yeah.
Well, that ruins the fantasy.
No, that's still a fantasy.
Anyway,
I mean, preferably it would be a teacher and a student.
Coach.
Yeah.
Coach.
But anyway, no, we actually spent a lot of time alone. And it's because of the simple fact that our bosses had other things that they had to do. So,
They were doing each other.
Yeah. I ran into his sister years later, didn't even know it was his sister. And one day I'm talking about this to a group of friends, and I said his name, and she goes, "Well, what was his last name?" And I said his last name, and she goes, "Oh my God, you fucked my little brother." I see your face, Ben.
Wow.
Anyway, but yeah, it was kind of like, "Oh my God, you're his big sister. That's creepy."
Creepy.
Yeah, I've had lots of little moments like that. Like, my brain goes, "Okay, what the fuck did I just do?"
Well, look at your message.
Say back to her, no, he fucked me.
Yeah. I was gonna say, and Damon, to answer your question, I don't know, but it sure is nice.
It sure is. Anyway, God.
Oh dear.
I mean, how do you even top that one?
It's like when my friends talk about at work, and they talk about, having really bad people come in and, all this kind of crap, and talk about bad guests and people being rude. I'm like, I can win every conversation about that because, one, I worked at a store that had round racks. And if you remember the old racks that you had in all the department stores,
there was
always a dead space in the middle.
Yep.
And you could, little kids would climb in there all the time, and their parents couldn't find it. Well, we had a woman who did not like our store, and she came in, and I never saw her, but I was told about this later. She would climb into the middle of the racks and pop a squat.
Ew.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to enjoy that pecan bon.
She did this 3 times at our store. They finally got her, and finally got her on camera, because mysteriously she would disappear from the camera, and they finally got her on camera doing it. And I was just like, oh my God, I've heard of people not liking our return policies, but that's taking a whole new level.
Nice.
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry.
Wow. So
that's pretty.
I know you were Robert. You were mentioning Craigslist as part of your
what a nice thing happening in your
area. Yeah, see, I'm trying.
That was smooth.
For those of you at home who don't know what a segue is, that was it.
That was a segue, and it wasn't like a look, a dog. There we go. It was a very. gentle segue into
from Papa Squat to Craigslist.
Yeah.
Well, that works.
And by the way, I'm actually on Craigslist at the moment, and I just found the funniest thing. I have a set of 2 Duel Dell monitors.
Oh, God.
Duel. God, it's Duel. And I feel like sending him an email back saying, dude, it's Duel, not Duel. So Robert and Damon, you're right. Robert missed out on a lot of fun last week.
Yes, he did. Because
I did. Yeah, I felt sick about it because my area. I mean, everybody's got little weird pockets of Craigslist where you find crossdressers and men who like we said earlier, like to
eat
open
penis.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in Fred Snyder mode there.
Anyway, but no, yeah, I felt left out. So I thought, you know, what the hell? I'll go on Craigslist and see what madness I can find. And I really need to look at Craigslist less or more. I'm not really sure which, because by this point, I think I need to bleach my brain. I'm looking at this ad right now.
Hold on. If you're going to read ads, and I know you want to, we've started a new trend here at Cubs Out Loud, and that is you have to have appropriate mood music. Please tell us more.
Anyway, I can hear myself, Ben.
Okay, well, let me press pause for just a moment, and y'all go ahead. I'll be right back with you.
Anyway, so the opening line of this one is tired, and I'm okay. Tired. Man for Man, 45, in Temecula. Temecula, for those of you who do not live in California, is a town in Riverside that's full of crack, hoes, and dirt. Anyway, it says, I would like to give a blowjob to a straight, married, gay, white guy. Can't host, no black guys. Please put real in first email, no pic, no chat. My stats are black guy. 6'4", 260.
Okay, hold on. I like the way I said black guy.
Yeah, no, there is a pause. Yeah, there is a pause.
Wow.
Anyway, 260, little gut, 8-inch, COC. Military to front, 21 to 50. And then instead of having a picture of himself, he has a pic that he found online, and it's purple with yellow lettering, and it says cocksucker. And all I keep thinking is Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Cocksucker! Cocksucker! Cocksucker! I am just, oh my God.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Here's one.
It's insane.
Here's one.
Are you getting the fabulous music now?
Yes, we're getting it.
Okay, so here's mine, and here's the title, Taboo, Pure Pleasure. You've seen the videos, now is the time to do it for real. Taboo, dad, son, hot action. Let your fantasies take you to that real firm daddy touch. 20-30 preferred, cool. Shape. Real dad here, 50s, in excellent shape, with the cock that doesn't fit. Safe, DDF, and discreet all. Preferred travel, but can host at times. Hey, you can have a good time. Put pleasure to subject. Us and a plastic are deleted, no exceptions. Picks to exchange.
Oh God!
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That was just awesome.
Wow! Oh Lord!
And that's from today, like this afternoon here in Cincinnati. And the pictures, obviously, because I have to talk about the pictures. You can't just. The pictures are the color, obviously
the colors
captured
really
from,
grab you.
Yeah. They're obviously from videos that he was talking about specifically. And they're just bad. And it's just so bad. I have another one. I think I might. Where is it? Okay.
And by the way, guys, I just sent Jeff the background music, so because he can actually play it, and it sounds better than what I do.
Oh, hey!
Not at the moment, but
here's another one, just because it's hilarious. This is one from Jeffrey. Love sucking the morning bone. Looking to suck them dick. Start before I start work tomorrow. I swallow, smiley face. You host our meetup for Roadhead.
Hey!
A lot of capitalized words, all cap words there. Oh, good-looking, drug, disease-free. 6 foot, 180, 54 weight stats. If you want to reply, thanks. Prefer my age or younger. Legal. Let's get this going. I'm just... You're... Oh. Oh, God.
It's William Shatner's story.
Your cock, my mouth, 28, Lubbock. Let me suck you off, no reciprocation. Completely anonymous and discreet. I am 28, white, tall, good-looking, average build. DDL. Clean and straight, but like to suck. You must be discreet. Clean, DDF, not fat. Age and race are not an issue. I prefer you so I can blow and go, but other arrangements can be made. Email me with complete stats and body and cock picture. I will suck your cock tongue, your balls, and swallow. If this ad is up, then I am lucky.
Oh, God.
I got a good one here.
Okay.
Little movie sex if you want, or just curl up in my arms.
Oh.
Your picks get mine. If it goes sexual versatile top here. Making out would be awesome. Just want somebody to curl up in bed with me, watch a movie, and maybe take a little nap together.
Been doing going all day, been outside all day, so gonna take a shower. Would love to curl up and have some downtime with a hot guy. Hit me up. I'll tell you this, the guy in this article, this one,
you know,
actually
him.
Pretty hot.
I was gonna say, do you know him?
I don't actually know him. Here, I'll link it to you.
Hey, guys. Robert, I've got one for you.
When?
And I say this with love.
Oh, God.
Chub hunting. Any big chubs looking for some NSA fun today? Discreet, masculine, average build, top guy. Perfect for you so far. If you are a big man, at least 250 pounds or more, send your stats and I will reply with the same and see if you are the one who can smother me.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I feel like I need a shower now.
And by the way, I'm fixing to tell y'all about one. They saw the picture earlier. I'm going to send the link to Jeff, and maybe we can put it in the show notes somewhere just for entertainment's sake.
Well, you can put it in the show notes.
Well, I can just put it in the show notes. Hold on real quick. Well, before I do that, though, we'll... there it is. It's it.
Oh, that one.
Here we go.
Yeah. That's just
and,
awful.
We actually ran through all 5 minutes of instrumental music there. This one's good though.
Woo-hoo. Jeffrey, that the one, yeah, he's
hey, the one you gotta sent. Read this quickly too.
He's very cute.
Panty yeah. Butt for a total big top, my
no, no no no no no no no, you're doing it wrong. It's panty butt for a total butt, big bottom or big top.
Sorry.
Panty butt all together because it's one big word.
Yeah. Starting round four, be a total top and be big, nothing under 8. Stats and cockpit in first email. Sunny in the hub. The pictures are what you've got to see, guys.
Sunny in the hub?
Well, this is called the Hub City.
Okay. I guess it's that.
And have y'all seen those pictures yet?
I've seen it. I don't want to see him again.
Holy shit.
They are imprinted on my memory.
Jeff, you need to find this guy, the cuddle movie sex guy. He is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Except for the glasses. He's got to lose the glasses.
It makes
him look like a fucking Jersey Shore douchebag.
It looks
I like
fine.
The glasses.
That dick. My God, that dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wants to shove it up your ass. So.
Not mine. What are you doing later, Damon?
No, not getting fucked.
Okay.
What about my
seen so familiar though. But maybe I've seen him on Pair 411 or something, but
yes. Let's see.
Do we have any
Daddy's a quick suck.
Ooh.
Come in and eat me. Leave. No chatter. Nice clean 7-inch white cock for you. No, it's good.
I found another good one too.
New texting, cuddle, hangout buds. The title says it all. I'm just looking for someone new to hang out with, text, or maybe even cuddle. I'm not really looking for anything or anyone, just company. I'm 5'6". Actually, I'm 5'6". Hispanic. 145, brown. My style is more alternative. Glasses, Converse, graphic tees. Maybe that'll help. I'm a nerd for anime, video games, Final Fantasy. I'm discreet, so send your pics and I'll send mine back. Come cuddle with me.
Aw.
God. Okay. I think I have one. Looking for house. 22, Hesperia. Now, Hesperia is a town in Riverside. It also has crack, pot, hose, and dirt. Let's see.
Is this
guys,
a lad?
No, it's not. Anyway, two guys looking for a house to have some fun. We have too many roommates, so we can never be alone. What we want is someone willing to allow us to use your home room for sex. Open to questions.
Yeah, but can I watch or videotape or at least lick up when you're done?
Oh, okay, now this, I have to paraphrase this or preface this. I'm looking at a picture of a guy who's a CD.
Ew.
No problem with that, but the thing is that I think I know him.
That's almost as bad as hearing about the woman popping a squat.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, God. PNP bottom CD M for M 23 Upland. I work in Upland.
Auckland, Australia?
Upland.
Oh, or New Zealand. That's what smooth it sounded like.
Smooth and fully dressed up. I'm looking for a top. I have many fetishes such as role-playing, humiliation, swallowing, rough anal. I love to be spanked and told what to do.
Okay.
I know how to please, and I'm looking for someone to meet up with and fuck me and use me over.
So what would rough anal be? Is that like using a sandpaper condom?
Oh, no.
Rough anal.
No.
Oh.
No. And with a CD, and with a CD that's probably seen a lot of VD, you might want the SP. Oh.
I'm not picky.
Made you think, didn't I?
What the fuck up, man? I'm not picky, and I'm looking for a man who knows what he wants. I'm not picky and have lots of picks. As long as this post is active, I'm still looking.
Would that be a lot of sores to pick?
Oh, God. But yes, you're right, Ben. Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, we have a breaking news story on our poll. Dan Sabroso from Tumblr or from Bruiser says about our poll, but he's a fan of salad.
Nice.
So thank you, Dan.
Oh dear. God.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I've had the privilege of playing with Dan and seeing him and meeting him and everything. And yeah, he's a salad tosser.
Kind of awesome.
Lots of dressing.
I like him already.
Well, he's on there now. I have to be sure to mention that he needs to. Dan, you need to listen to this week's COL. Yeah, Dan goes to a lot of various bear runs and events, so.
Yeah.
So there, Robert, do you feel better now that you've participated in our Craigslist?
I do. I've gotten a lot off my chest. And not just the fake tits.
And be sure to keep tuned in to my YouTube channel, TatDude806, because sometime this week, I think we're going to premiere the first episode of Craigslist Love.
Oh.
Where I use my fabulous vocal skills and some very great background music to create the perfect intimate moment for you and your Craigslist ads. And you know what's really sad? You could probably sit there and stick that on Adult Swim without animation and people would watch it.
Mm. Oh, God, no kidding.
Alrighty. Woohoo. So, picks.
Scabs or sores?
No, picks.
Well, actually, first off, I wanted to make it a quick update on our what do you prefer?
Oh, yeah.
We got two more votes.
And one was from Robert, one was from Damon, so they don't count.
No, I didn't vote.
Not yet.
I don't think our votes even really should count. But there's really, with the way the poll that Jeff uses on here, there's no way to disqualify us. So
yeah,
What are we at? You said we're at 2-1-2. So yeah, technically one cut, since Jeff voted for one of those. So 1-1 and two, with no votes for JJ and Dan voting for salad.
Other.
You should change that poll and put other.
No. I don't want to know what other is.
Your fleshlight.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I have got to mention this real quickly. I actually finally, I have not ever used a fleshlight, but I've actually bought off Fort Trough the Tinga cups that they sell that are basically, to me, are really meant for that kind of thing. And I have got to say, if I had a lifetime supply of those, I would never need a man again.
Oh.
They are the most, and I've actually heard guys that have used fleshlights and then used the other ones, and they say the fleshlight sucks compared to that.
To the Tingas?
Oh, my God. And they make them in like several. I bought three of them just because they were on sale. I got a couple of them on sale pretty cheap. But I sat there and got several varieties, including the double-ended one. So if you ever have a friend, especially if you're both tops, I mean, you just both fuck the cup and be done with it. And really, they're not badly priced, but unlike a fleshlight, they're only usable about three, maybe four times. But at that price, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a masturbation toy guy.
Well, you get bored with, I mean, why you just get bored of manhandling yourself, you know, so.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I don't. No. I really don't.
I have fallen asleep in the middle of it because I was exhausted, but not because I was bored.
Yeah, but I guarantee if I shoved a pecan bon in front of your face, you wouldn't fall asleep.
No.
But only if you're thinking about a woman popping a squat at Target.
Oh.
So,
okay, picks. So
picks.
Ben.
Oh, my God. This week I had to pick an absolute winner, and we've featured some of Sienna D'Anima's work on here before. She is also known as, is it Mean Jeff, Angry Jeff? Evil Jeff. Evil Jeff is his other, but otherwise known as Jizz. Except Jizz, Sienna D'Anima also has another series that has only had about three prior episodes, but they're all funny, but they, from what I understand, they're very time-consuming to make, and that is the Golden Shower Girls. And basically what Evil Jeff has done is taken various clips from various episodes of the Golden Girls, and he's turned them into very angry trannies.
I think he nailed B. Arthur personally.
Oh, yeah, especially with the gas. But this week's episode, the Golden Shower Girls kidnap Mario Lopez. And by the way, be sure to pay attention to how imitation Mario Lopez says Cholo. It's quite funny. I am so gay for you, Cholo.
It was so awful.
But this is probably one of the funnier things I've seen in a while. And you know, it's not for everybody, because I've actually talked to a handful of gay guys here and there that have seen this and actually been offended by it. And I'm like going, okay, either one or two things is wrong. Either you just really have that much of a hard-on for B. Arthur, or you're just a prude.
I take things like that, and because I've listened to Jizz, and sometimes it's a little
racy.
Raw. It's a little racy. It's a little raw.
But so was Eddie Murphy back in 1982, also.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more along the lines of, it's meant to be, funny. It's meant to be stupid and wrong. You're not meant to like take it seriously. You literally take it with a grain of salt, and that's it. You're not meant to be like, oh, this is, you know, and it's. It's a lot. It's toilet humor. Right?
It really, in the long run, it really is. But, you know, let's face facts. You know, life is too short to be dull.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get a good laugh out of this, then you know what? You either have no heartbeat or you're just a prude.
Yeah. All righty.
And I think, I mean, you know, this guy's got a lot of creative stuff on there. I mean, like I said, he's the voice behind Jizz. The Golden Shower Girls. And then there's some other just real random stuff on there. That is just, I mean, it's funny. Why not take a break, you know, after you get done playing Happy Wheels for a while, which, by the way, I have actually gotten some comments that people have heard the show. And I wish people, guys, please do me a favor. Post your comments on our website. Email us. Call us. Don't just, you know, send me a short blurb on a Bruiser, because I have no way of really recording that for posterity. And we really want you to tell all of us, not just one of us. But I've actually had a bunch of people come to me about my pick. I guess it was it last week or 2 weeks ago that we did Happy Wheels?
Might have been last 2 weeks.
Was it 2 weeks ago? I've had several people sit there and say that they just have absolutely fell in love with that game, and they would never have known about it if it wasn't for Cubs Out Loud. So,
yay! Right. Awesome.
So be sure to check out The Golden Shower Girls and Sienna de Anima. And now here's Damon with the CMC Music Factory.
Okay. So my two, actually, I got this on Facebook like earlier this week, and I literally like, this is hilarious. Let me save the link so that I can tell you guys about it. It was a BuzzFeed article called 12 Ways to Achieve the Very Best Glamour Shot.
Do they even still do those?
I don't think they do.
I haven't seen one in a mall in probably a decade.
It's no longer glamour shots. Like, it's something else now. But yeah, they're still around.
Oh,
you can still find them in suburbs everywhere.
Oh, good. Because I remember growing up and seeing all the glamour shots, and I remember seeing the girls in high or in middle school would come with like their proofs of glamour shots, and these things that they mentioned were some of like everything that I saw, and it's just like. Oh.
And you know, the really sad part that you brought this up, Damon, was the fact that earlier we were talking about how a friend of mine's mother just passed away. A couple of the pictures that they're displaying at her funeral are her glamour shots.
Well, it's still
because it's true, because those shots look glamour shots. The way they had you pose, I think, was universal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was meant
pop
to kind
color.
Of.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm looking through these pictures right now. The second woman in the red, I think she needs a nose job.
No.
That nose. That nose looks like if it was just hooked just a little bit, hell, you'd have a perfect witch for Halloween.
Wait until you get
and then the one,
glamour granny.
The third one under her, though, she's got a lazy eye. They can correct that now.
In post.
But yes, there are several pictures.
Holy shit! I'm looking at picture number 1, 2, 3, 4, picture number 5. This is what happens when you take somebody who's quirky and try to do them up. She looks very quirky-ish. God, all these women are just, you know, it's so funny because I feel bad for a lot of these women because they really do think this makes them look better. Some of them, it's kind of like drag queens. Do drag queens look good out of drag? Well, in Belli from season 4 of Drag Race, that bitch is beautiful as a woman, but my God, out of makeup? Yeah. And I'm looking at these women thinking, God, I bet y'all looked better without all this crap.
Yeah, I know that a lot of time, and that was the idea of the glamour shot sometimes was meant to be, well, glamorous, obviously, but
I'm sitting here looking, oh God, I like old Miss Black Girl with the red feather boa showing her gold.
Yeah. Yes.
God.
Yeah, I love that. There are just the photos on the website, which is on the note. Just please go and look and see some of these things because they are awful. There's feather boas. There's
the best
play one, with your hands. And
the best one I've seen is right is the very last one in number 5, right before the number 6. Right before the number 6, make sure your hair is awesome. The one right before that, if y'all can find her, she's kind of poofy and she looks like she's just deer in headlights.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and God forgive me. Remember RuPaul's Drag Race, the first season?
Oh, God.
There was Nicole Porkchop Parker.
Uh-huh.
I swear, this woman looks dead on like her.
I found that one, and that just kind of scared me. But I also like the girl who's all made up to showing off her braces.
Yeah.
That's the very last one. Yep.
Well, no, this was not the very last one. This one was a little further up.
They give the
12
too.
Top reasons and the 12 ways, like hats and boas.
Where did
and
they find these pictures at?
They say at the top somewhere they get some of they all of them have where they got their where they got them.
And by the way, I do point out that these that the ones are from Glamour Shots that say it. I did not actually realize how serious they are about it. Glamour Shots pictures are actually copyrighted.
Right. And
Glamour Shots.
Any professional photographer's pictures are copyrighted.
Yeah, and the thing is, Glamour Shots years ago used to vicious in their lawsuits against people. If they found out you were copying them in any way, shape, or form, they were suing people. My God, some of these grandmas, I'm just looking at going.
Has anyone seen Dawn yet?
Yes. And all I've got to say is, wow.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't think that's a girl. I just don't.
But here's the funny thing. Do you know that, okay, at the location here in the mall in Lubbock that's been closed for well over a decade, do you know that they actually used to do shoots for the local drag queens?
Yeah.
They used to do them all the time. And then glamour shots in the mid-90s, they started doing these, but I think they weren't so much so guys looked glamorous, but I think it was more for headshot type things. But they were doing a lot of stuff with guys doing this stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more of them was more for professional reasons than I think just to turn on their wives. Because I'm looking at this one woman that looks like she's trying to do this bondage thing with all these belt buckles, and it's just like, honey.
That's my favorite. You know, she's got the whip, she's got the leather, she's got the chains. There's one further down that has a set of handcuffs.
I saw her. She scares me. She's just you know. She's too big, and she has like no makeup on.
Oh.
Oh, have you seen the granny with the blue boa?
That one's cute. The only thing I would have done differently with that one, I guess you're talking about the one that she's got the black glove next to her face.
No,
that granny, the one with the glove next to her face, she really should have taken off her glasses. But I think I know what. Yeah, you're talking about the one that I said that. Honey, there's just nothing.
Oh,
you can't glamorize that.
Oh, you can't. No,
and it looks like she's naked underneath.
I know. That's the worst part.
Anybody want a pecan bon?
No,
I don't think I'll be eating these.
Okay, we've got to move on from this.
Let's move on. Before
that was its own separate. That was its own separate topic of conversation.
Oh God, no kidding. Okay, so my pick is this artist from that I know from DeviantArt. She goes by Chris Art, but her name is Chris. She's from Santiago, Chile. She does these basically slash fic for two Marvel characters, Hulkling and Wiccan. Mm-hmm. And her stuff is just absolutely gorgeous. And her DeviantArt account, she does mostly slash stuff for her DeviantArt account. And she also has a website. Her website is Chris Art. And then she also does a comic called Unlucky. And it's just getting started. I think they're only like 7 or 8 pages in. So I'm kind of really interested in where that's going. But yeah, her stuff is just really awesome. She occasionally does like Harry Potter and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, she does Hulkling and Wiccan like slash art. A lot of her other stuff is really cool too, and I just really like her stuff. And she's got it'll be in the show notes. She's got a website, or she's got a page on DeviantArt, her own Tumblr, Lucky, and yeah, she's just awesome, and I really like her stuff. So that's my pick.
Yeah, I've been very. I was looking at some of the stuff. I've honestly, to sort of segue into the Marvel discussion, comic discussion, so Ben, you might, because you won't really need to hear any of this. I was really happy with what Marvel did with those two characters.
Right.
I feel bad because I don't really follow it much anymore, and they haven't really presented them out as often as they do.
Yeah.
But... It was kind of awesome that they kind of just let it be, like,
right, and
they're boyfriends. You
know, yeah, exactly, and that's kind of where she takes off from was, you know, these little things that, you know, Marvel was doing. Well, Marvel kind of got, I think it was North Star back in the 90s, kind of got it, you know, was kind of came out and then disappeared. Mm-hmm. And you know, then I know Joe Quesada took over, and you started seeing more and more characters come to the forefront that were gay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I agree that Stan Lee made, you know, the whole thing. It was essentially a big coming out story for mutants, you know, and I understand that, you know, being gay is being read into a lot of the mutant coming out stories. But the thing is that it's nice to see, you know, mainstream comics, you know, have these characters, because, you know, there for a lot of times, yes, it was an allegory for, you know, coming out, but still it's a lot better. Ben, what the hell are you doing?
nothing.
We have a fabulous new set of results on the COL poll. This is like total important. We have one for cut because one of them doesn't count, 2 uncut, 2 penis, and 1 vajayjay.
Oh God.
Lovely.
All I see is Ben laughing.
I saw that, and I had to start laughing because I'm thinking, Miss Tammy. She would be the one that would vote for that just to be different. We still, and by the way, you know, she has been invited on, and she said once things, I have actually talked to her in the last few days, once things kind of calm down a little bit with her, she said she would love, love to come on here and spend some time with us.
Yay!
Yeah, because I definitely would like to get a Goldilocks perspective on things. And by the way, she's already told us we don't have to watch our mouth around her, so.
Well,
why would we watch our mouth? Our mouth.
I can't watch my mouth. See, I can see my bottom lip, but.
but yet, he hasn't seen his penis in years.
Oh,
I know. Excuse me, I saw it earlier this morning.
Because you were laying down and you had a mirror.
Oh,
no. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey, I want something small I can get all the way in my mouth. If I have to choke on it, then there's a problem.
Oh no, choke me.
If I can get your dick and my nuts in my mouth, score.
Oh god.
Wow. Okay.
Moving on.
So anything else we need to touch on this week?
I don't know. I think we're good.
With that,
so we went through this before, but please pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. There you'll find the poll that we put up.
The JJ.
select what you like. Cut, uncut, penis.
That's penis.
Or vagina. Penis.
Or in Dan Sabroso's case, salad.
Salad.
Salad.
Yeah, I should have put it right in function there. Oh, well. Anyway.
Next time.
Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 361.
Do not call Cablevision of Pennsylvania.
361-265-8255. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus, just search for Cubs Out Loud. And there's a link on our homepage at cubsoutloud.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please go over to iTunes, leave us 5-star reviews because we don't have any right now.
Oh,
they had to reset the feed, so it came a new entry. So please pop over to iTunes.
That's good. But that's good because doesn't that put us like a little closer to the top of the list?
I have no idea.
Eh, sounds good.
There's no votes on there, and it's been there for a while.
And of course, kids, be sure to get ready for our fabulous COL movies. COL. Mashup. That's going to be fun. And then, like I said, the weekend of May 8th, it's going to be Ustream, the COL Drinking Challenge.
God.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Hour.
And that's going to be the one time that we won't actually have a recorded episode, a podcast episode. Instead, it will be a Ustream live that we will save and throw on YouTube.
It's recorded.
Well, yeah, but it'll be on YouTube. Yeah, we'll throw the video on YouTube.
No, I'm putting the audio on.
Oh, okay. Too. Well, yeah, but why would you want to hear about people getting drunk when you can see it?
Oh, because the visuals are so
visuals,
stunning.
Visuals are so much more important when you're getting drunk.
Oh.
And then be sure to join us later in the summer for the COL Acid Shrooms Challenge. No. Yeah, the COL Crack Cocaine Challenge coming up this fall.
God.
The only crack challenge we'll have is let's see how many people can lick Robert's ass in 10 minutes.
Ooh.
He might like that, though.
I'd be down for that.
See, there we go. The COL Crack Challenge coming to a Bear Run near you soon. And then, of course, guys, if y'all want to get a hold of me, you can reach me at Twitter at LPATV14. Everywhere else on the known universe... And I kid you not, A for A, Bear 411, Bruiser, Google Plus, YouTube, TatDude 806.
Woohoo.
It's so much easier when you got the same screen name just all the way down the line.
Yeah. Oh, here, a quick comment about screen names. When you create a screen name, make sure it's something that you know will stick, that you don't have to change. So, like, I knew a guy named Cub MN21. He's a Cub. He lived in Minnesota.
And he was 21?
He was 21.
Or he was.
He is now 31.
Well,
so age is not a good thing. Location is not a good thing. And your user IDs.
Now, see, like...
Stick it to something like, I've got Box Puppy. You've got Tattoo to 808. Hey, you've got tattoos. That's going to be around 806. And then the number.
Hey,
random number. How to where that come?
I'll be representing the 806, baby.
806.
Okay.
And by the way, you know, when you talk about the people's screen names and stuff, I'm looking at Robbie Bobby and really thinking it needs to be Robbie Bobbit.
Yeah,
that's memorable. That is so memorable because you can sit there and say the story sometime. You know, somebody said, "Where'd you get your screen name at?" Oh, it's because I almost bobbited a guy one time. Plus, that could actually work in your favor because a guy that might get a little squirrely on you, he's going to behave. See, it could work in your favor. And by the way, before Damon mentions his, I've got to mention one of Damon's contacts because he won't if I don't. And that is, of course, DamonLovesTrololo.tumblr.com. Damon expresses his everlasting love for Trololo. Okay.
Has that been updated recently, Ben?
Actually, I've got a bunch of like interesting pictures that people have actually made around the Trololo guy. Kind of like if y'all
made it the 25th.
Well, just like if you've ever seen Paula Deen writing things.
Oh god!
There is a guy that's actually doing that with Trololo. So,
anyway, yes, you can reach me at Theater Cub. 79 on Bear 401, our bruiser.
Are you 79?
No.
Oh.
I was born in 79.
Why would you reveal your age like that?
Because some people don't put their age in their profiles and they say, I want someone close to my age.
Well, you're 79, so.
No.
Shut up. Pleasing the senior citizen crowd, it's Damon.
So that dude is 806?
Yes, I've been around for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. God, those 300 years in that coffin, God, that sucked.
All right, it gave me
a lot of time to think.
And Robert.
Okay. And I'm, you know, Robert the Retail Whore on Bruiser, Robbie Bobby on Bear 411, or you can go to my Tumblr, confusedmuse.tumblr.com.
He's got a good one. I like his.
Yeah. What, my Tumblr?
Your Tumblr.
Yeah.
Though I'm thinking about creating you one now, Robbie Bobbit at Tumblr.com.
Oh, dear God.
Nice.
No, I won't.
Shout outs.
Robert. Okay, so I've been keeping a list of all our new people that are listening to us. And so we have Kyle Touchette. I think that's how you say his name.
What does that say? Okay, would that be Touchette or Touchette? Okay.
I think it's probably Touchette. My friend Peter from Ireland, Peter Smallwood. And Peter, if I don't mention this, I'm going to burst. Peter lives in a place called Mount Melek.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's Peter Smallwood from Mount Melek, Ireland.
And by the way, if you happen to see Lucky the Leprechaun, catch him for me. I'm missing my Lucky songs.
Anyway, my friend Grizz, who everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Fickle, who's a friend of mine from Santa Barbara. No. God, he lives
in San Diego?
No, it's Santa Cruz. So many of the towns in California have San or Santa in front of them. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Let's see. Ciro Laza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeff Rockhub from Bruiser. Woo-hoo! Who
we know.
Knows.
We know him.
Aaron Huddleston.
Who's also a friend of mine.
Yeah.
From Lexington.
Chris Limbecki, who I think a lot of people know.
Google Plus, yeah.
Anyway, and then a website, and I'm going to attempt to say this, and I'm going to butcher it because it's Turkish.
Hold on. Hold on tight.
İçim Dik Aya, which is a website. And
I've had
it's
one
called,
of those.
It's called The Barony.
Literally.
And, yeah. Anyway, I looked at their website. A lot of really hot Turkish guys on there.
And you know, it's really scary. They are. A lot of them are really hot. They're a little greasy and a little bit weird hairy. And it's just like.
Anyway, and I'd like to just take a special moment and talk about one of the names I skipped over. It's KJ Miller. That's my sister. And she's a new listener. And Facebook sent me a message after listening to my introductory episode and said that she was sitting there crying, but she said that's because she had been like having no sleep and her cat was sick, and the cat that she had had for like almost 20 years passed away. But that just made my day. So, and then Jeff, or we all got this email, Jared Rock is now a new friend of ours on Facebook.
Yeah.
See, okay, now I
didn't get an email about you.
And I also want to point out too that I am the only weirdo in this group that's not on Facebook because I am so against them. So
yeah,
I don't hear about a lot of this stuff, guys. And eventually, as soon as finals are up, we will work on the Google Plus page. I promise. So okay. For those, because we've got a lot of our buddies that are on Bruiser and that do listen to the show that are on Google Plus. I've had a few of them ask me, "Where's your Google Plus page?" Well, it's there. It's just not there.
Yeah.
There's a link to the Google Plus page on the website. So you can just go to cubsonline.com, look under Contact Us. There's a C-plus logo. Just click on that. It goes right to the page.
Jeff, are you contacting us from the International Space Station?
Stop it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're kind of staticky, dude.
It sounds like it. Yeah, you're. I think that's a good, probably a good place to end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, folks.